Ugh, that was horrible. Me, inefficient. Me, unable to control my department. Ugh. Calm down. Calm down. After all, wasn't it Sun Tzu that said, it is the unemotional, reserved, calm, detached warrior who wins? Hey, you. There's a reason I have you working on Saturday. I'm glad you understood your place and slept in the office last night to be readily available. The previous PA used to give me lip about all the overtime. Lean against the wall. Drop your pants. Already hard and dripping of pre-cum. Always ready. Who says that all my underlings are not functioning at their highest efficiency? Though it could be the fact that I had you working all night without a release. Oh, but you were very, very handy. You've gotten quite good at eating pussy. But now is not the time for that. So here's an opportunity. React to my hand. Oh, you're twitching. Good. I haven't got all day. The quicker it is. Oh, hi, Julia. You're here too today, aren't you, huh? How can I help you? Can this wait? Okay, fine. I will look over the email. You owe me, remember? See what I mean? I can't get any time for myself. And for all the talk behind my back that I run things insufficiently, everyone seems to have no issue calling on me for their busy work. You, zip up. Now get under the table. I need my hands, so you make yourself useful. Still slow on the uptake. Come on, you know what to do. Oh, don't complain about fatigue. I have been here as long as you have, and I've been not only running you ragged, but doing my work. Now, eat me, you dork. Ugh. Okay. Now let's see what darling Julia has written up. Dear God. At least have the common courtesy to run a spell check. I should have left her to do her own work. But in this business world, it's best to endure yourself. What on earth are you doing? What's with the lack of pace? Why are you still only prodding me? Oh, I see how it is. You're being a tease. The man turn is attempting some sort of power play. Oh, so cute. The little office puppy's trying to put one on his boss. On the other hand, this is a good learning opportunity for me and you. Carry on. Do whatever you want. As I was saying before, if you want to get ahead in this office, this business, it's best to endear yourself to your colleagues now. So you know that you can rely on their support when the going gets tough. Have something to hold over their heads if they later decide to act like they don't know how all this work magically happened. Lazy bitch. I know what you're trying. Clever pup. You might regret that later. Oh boy, you have actually managed to distract me. That's it. Get out. Get out. Stand next to the table, dork. Drop your pants. I'm glad to see your attempts at edging me kept you nice and hard. Good. What? Did you need something? Or are you expecting something? Am I being a tease? Oh, you have no idea what a tease is. For instance, if I slightly turn my head and just let out a hot breath to caress your aching dick. See? All right, all right. Left hand. I need my right for the mouse. Scent. Oh, I'm so sorry, but this just won't work. I can't do it with just one hand. I need both hands, you see, so you're just going to have to be a good puppy and wait for your treat. Hey, Natalie, what are you doing? I apologize, but whatever you're going to tell me, I'm a little busy at the moment. Everyone's kind of bogged down with work today. It's okay. You can hang out here for a while. I don't mind extra company. Yeah, I know. His erection must be painful. I left him like that. Practically since last night. Feel free to toy with him. Would save me some effort. Yes, it is a good cock, I do agree. It does the trick when it comes down to it. Yeah, his balls tighten up so well. What? Wait, don't you dare! Stop! You too, Natalie. Let me take over. I need a break anyway. You, turn around. Oh, phew, I caught you in time. Sorry, Nat, it's not you. He's on thin ice and is under a sort of punishment, if you will. When I told him to eat me, he had the nerve to edge me.
I know, right?
Yes, he was sassy and rebellious.
Agreed.
And well put. Best to nip it in the bud right now. Wait. See? Every time before he comes, he twitches in a certain way. I can read him like a book. He's not going to come until I let him.
Oh, I got a fun idea, Natalie.
You got a bit of time to kill? Okay, good. I'm going to dictate something off of the top of my head, and would you be so kind as to enter it? It would be just like the old days, but more fun. You reckon he will do better than, Rob? We used to play this game a few years back when we traded assistants. Oh, you will soon find out. Just watch him squirm. You reckon he will last longer? No, maybe let's start. Okay. Let's see. I want to email Kurt, the VP. Subject? Complaint in regards to issues with Julia. Yes, that's right, Nat. We're going to nail that bitch. Now on to the body text. Mm-hmm. Kurt, comma, new line. I would like to inform you. That the ticket reservation refactoring project had been facing serious issues as of late. It had been running far behind schedule. Despite the amount of overtime my department had put in the last 2 months, this has been partially due to gross misestimation of the scope and resource requirements in the planning stage. Hmm? Oh, you thought I'd forgotten you. Oh. Unfortunately, this has been an ongoing theme over the last 2 quarters, and the most common denominator is that Julia Parson is the lead. Her utter incompetence. No. That's a bit harsh. Delete the last sentence. What do you think? Negligence? Oh, that's a good idea, Nat. Let's go with that. Her inadequacies has caused my department no short amount of grief in terms of stress and morale. Yes, I'm on a roll. Oh, and you're doing so well. Let's see if you can hold out. Let's see. Had the scope and the financial details were properly sorted out at the planning stage, my team would not have been caught with the short end of the stick every time at crunch time. So far, it has cost the company extra in terms of overtime and personal costs, as evidenced by the increased rate of sick leaves. Oh, as the leader of my group, it caused undue amounts of stress, and I felt obligated to tell you, since it's plainly obvious that the pressure is felt by my supervisors as well. Hey, Nat, you think I should add in something about the way she offloads all her chores to others? She had me amend a document, even without the dignity of spell checking it. The nerve! Maybe we should hold on to that for later. Hey, Nat, look at him. My office puppy wants to come so bad. Look at you, taking the initiative. Ugh. Ned, he's trying to face fuck me. I have to stop you there. You've been a bad boy, and there's no way I'm letting you go given what you tried earlier. Okay, Nat, new paragraph. I hope you understand that as human beings, we can only plan our work and avoid undue costs and stress if we had the accurate specifications of the project in the first place. You want to come so badly, don't you? Told you that you would answer for your boldness earlier. Natalie, see what happens to people that act smart around me? Why don't you tease him for a bit? Did you like his pre-cum? He hasn't got off all day, and it's already late afternoon. Should I let him come now and get his reward? Natalie, I will leave it up to you. You have my permission to suck him dry. Natalie! And I thought you were the softer of the two of us. My, in that case, I'm sorry, my poor Mantern. She has sealed your fate. I guess you will just have to wait till later. Now, Dork, go step back into that corner. You're getting a rest. Breathe in and out. Remember my endurance training over the last few months. Okay, last paragraph. It would be really kind for you to look into the matter and provide a solution in regards to Julia's managerial style at the earliest. I believe time is of the importance, since I am approaching my physical limits. Yours sincerely, blah, 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 blah. How does that sound? Okay, it's a bit harsh, but something needs to be done. Fine. I guess you have to head back now. Thanks for obliging me and denying him. That was entertaining. You, in the corner. Remain there. I need to finish this off. Sincerely, the woman that will one day run this company. And done. Now let's send it and wait for the fireworks. I have to admit, you did quite well there earlier. Though that's quite expected, as I am undisputedly the best endurance trainer in this place. You teased me earlier and I edged you in front of someone else. Believe it or not, it's not all vindictive, only partially. It was also a test to see whether you can perform to my standards in an impromptu exhibitionist situation. My past PAs couldn't get past the first paragraph. You, however, measured up. I dare say I am proud of my training and your receptiveness to it, and my superiors think I can't get the most out of my staff. Now, time for the reward. I didn't get off all day, and I am quite frustrated. Lie down. On the floor. Face up. Now. Okay, just get up. Oh, yeah. That's right. Consider this your next test. I'm going to ride the cum out of you. And you better not fucking come before I do. Oh, yes. Yes, rub my tits. My blouse is tight. It's thin and revealing, though. I find it handy. Puts all men off balance. I take all the advantages I can. But now I can fold my nipples against it. You know what to do. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're so sensitive. Remember what I taught you and what I like. Oh, so sensitive. Oh, and I was busy all day. I only just realized I hadn't come all day either. Just like you. Staying that way. No coming until I do. That's right. Remember your training. Breathe in and out. Remember your training. Not to come until I do.
you doing? Oh, why are you getting up? No, I didn't give you permission to kiss me. What are you doing? No, oh, no, 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 not my neck. Oh, my weak spot. How did you know? How could you know? Oh, I'm back to the floor with you. I'm in control here. Oh, I'm getting close. Oh, so close. Don't you come? Don't you come yet? Oh, almost. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm coming. Coming, 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 coming. Now, now, come now. Yeah, I really needed that. How did you know my weakness? Oh, Natalie whispered that to you, Unsurprising. I'll get both of you back later. You will not know when it's coming, but oh boy, you better be prepared. That must be the big boss. Look alive. We've still got work to do.